Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Episode 521 of This Week in League. I'm Nate.
And I'm Jay.
And I'm Glenn.
Hang on, fellas.
Fucking great.
Fuck, I see it. That we're all present.
For This Week in L's.
Despite the fucking dumb shit that you see out there on social media. Oh, there's going to be a show this week.
When have we never shown up to take our fucking medicine? That's why we're so healthy.
You were like fucking Neo in the Matrix once he figured out what he was doing. I mean, you dodged a few fucking L's right there.
Hang on. It's not like I fucked off of Toowoomba for fucking 5 seasons.
Listen. Well, that's true.
Wow. Fuck.
And meanwhile, I've had literally one episode of ever.
Oh, there you go.
And it wasn't because fucking two family members died in 5 days. That wasn't the reason why I had it. It was because I was on the way to the funeral interstate for one of them. That's the only fucking reason.
I told you I'd ring you.
Yeah, so, you know. And this week as well, my fucking God. You don't want to fucking know the week that I've had.
Won't tell us.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't really want to talk about it, but like in a hospital from like Thursday afternoon until Saturday, with a fucking kid that got injured at school through fucking
gross negligence
and unintentional. However, still,
yeah, okay.
If things weren't done, if they hadn't been doing what they shouldn't have been doing. Then my rule-abiding child, who's never fucking stepped a foot wrong out of her life at all, wouldn't have fucking had to be sitting in hospital and have to go through fucking surgery and shit. And, you know, it's going to be, you know, there's a fucking long road ahead here, like recovery and whatnot.
Fucking hell.
And let me tell you, it's been quite the fucking weekend. And, you know, the emotions going through fucking, well, you know, I'm still kind of in fucking assault leading to murder leading to arson, but you know, and then being on the phone, you know, and then being on the phone to fucking lawyers and shit, because I mean it's going to get very fucking real very quickly for everyone involved. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been quite the exciting fucking weekend.
Fuck yeah.
So if I can't wants to fucking say, so as a result I fucking watch barely any football this weekend, and if anyone wants to fucking say, oh, you fucking shut for your L's, if I didn't tell you I don't know, with enough words to suck my dick on social media or something when you fucking had something to say, you'll forgive me for not having the fucking time or inclination to deal with dumb cunts this weekend just gone. Because fuck me, I've got enough real life cunts that I'm plotting murders on. I don't need to worry about you fucking internet magic people.
Lenny, so. Lenny, start the digger. We're making start holes.
Going to need at least three.
Fuck yes.
Going to need three holes at this stage, two adults, one child. Actually, no, if we throw the principal in, that's four. Teacher, five. Yeah, there's a lot of fucking holes to go around.
Fuck yeah.
What if we just do one big one? Or are we getting super strategic about it? I feel like this needs to be taken off air.
Look, just from what's come up, I feel that we're not digging, you know, full burial holes. I feel we may be digging some individual up to the shoulders holes. So some heads can protrude above the ground.
And then bashing him with the scooper on the digger.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be something?
That's it.
But yeah.
You had me. I was with you until you started using terms like fucking scooper. I'll give you
I'm emotional, Glennie. I mean, when I get emotional, I revert to using the correct terms.
Do you know
the
worst?
Not your terms, right?
Fucking hell. I'm sorry about your injured child. but it's a fucking 8-gauge bucket.
Listen, I was coming home from work the other day, and there was a guy towing a trailer with a little mini excavator for hire that he'd hired from Digger Mate.
Yeah, it was I've seen Digger Mate too.
It was the universe saying, maybe you just need to give these dumb cunts a pass for using the term digger.
Well, then you see like Kubotas, and they've literally got a sticker on the scooper that says "Love my digger." You know they do.
Fuck, I know. Doesn't make it right.
You're in the MI. You know what Kubotas have on the scoopers of their diggers.
Oh. It makes me fucking cringe. You do anyway. Look, I'm very sorry to hear about your lovely daughter's ordeal, yeah, even though you are very scarce on details as usual, but it sounds shit.
Well, yeah, and on Thursday afternoon, that's one of the days at which she would catch the bus to the other one's school, and then they get picked up together, and so like Mrs. is on the way to get that pickup, which to do that pickup you leave like half an hour later because it's half the distance,
yeah.
And and she gets a call from the school, and it's like, oh, there's been an accident, and she's got like a small cut sort of between her eyes, and you probably should come and get her or whatever, we can't stop the bleeding, and so we're like, okay, so you go get her, and then I'll text the other one and say, look, I'm coming to get you, and then we'll go home, you tell us what happens next, and then we'll do what we got to do. And so she gets to the school, and to say a small cut between the eyes that they can't stop bleeding, well, they've got like a sort of a swab on it, and then like a bandage on her head to hold it in place, so there's no real telling what it was. But her dress is just like fucking covered in blood, and so she had a sore arm too, because her arm got banged at the same time, and so at the hospital, because of what she'd been told by the school and everything, and because her arm was sore, they're x-raying her arm and everything because they perceive that to be the biggest damage, and it comes back and it's fine. And then about 9 o'clock at night, because we're dealing with the ER, because this is the thing, because it was a small cut, she just goes down to the ER at Redcliffe Hospital.
Yep.
And rather than going down to Chermside to the private one where we would have walked straight in, because it's just a small cut and whatever. So anyway, so then when they take the fucking thing off, it's like a fucking, it's like skull deep.
Ugh.
Fucking like five centimetres up the forehead, like fucking, like, it's fucked. Anyway, so, the school is, they're fucking trouble. The kid, fucking trouble. The kid's parents, if I see him at the school, oh my fucking God. You know what a belligerent cunt I am.
I do. I don't know much about this story, but I know that.
When I do it with you, Glennie, I do it with love. But, when I'm like...
I've seen both sides of the equation, bud. You don't have to explain it to me.
When I'm working up a fucking head of steam, like where I'll force a situation to become physical so I'm allowed to be physical, like that's what's going to fucking happen. But, honestly, like... The legal machinations are in place, and we won't do it for for 6 months. We'll wait until she's finished there, because she's only in the last one semester to go there before she leaves that school and goes to high school. So we'll leave it then, so it's not uncomfortable.
I don't know. Fuck off, uncomfortable. Can you imagine what it is?
No, for her. No. For, like, she doesn't want to,
Tell her to picture being the kid who is suing the school. She'll fucking queen of the place.
Yeah, she's not built that way. she's like, no, she doesn't even want anything to happen to the fucking kid. And I'm like, that kid is going to fucking, that kid's going to the fucking match review, and that kid is going to fucking do some time. And there's nothing serious going to happen to the kid, because at the end of the day, it definitely wasn't intentional. Well, it was just doing, just doing what they shouldn't be doing.
If you are under the age of 18, you can flat out murder cunts and not have anything happen to you. So,
exactly. So, through the girl's grapevine, one of her friends, knows one of the friends of this other one, and apparently she's just fucking shitting bricks that she's going to get expelled or something, which is good.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
So, fucking suffer, bitch. Like, I got, oh God. I got no feelings towards your fucking comfortability, and you know, if you want to get your little fucking toaster and take a bath, you know, go right ahead. I'm not shed a tear.
Well,
that's this week in cold blooded. Yeah, this week in fucking Papa Bear is cold as ice and don't give a fuck about anyone.
Don't call yourself that. Don't. Fucking don't.
What is, like, it, is that taking you back to your fucking Tinder days or something?
It's not. It is.
Oh, Jay, for the love of God, can you adjust your camera? Because the moment he said Papa Bear, you got an erection that you could not bend with a fucking crowbar.
But
why is his laptop camera pointed at his crotch in the first place?
Because it's Jay. Why do you need to ask this question?
I've only got one setup. I do 50 Skypes a week, and one of them's with you guys, so I'm not changing. No, it is that thing though, of every fucking like stupid Tinder profile, like where they list like under personality traits, proud mama bear.
Do they do that on those things?
They because certainly I would, fucking do.
Because is that? I mean, like, you know, I might be. I'm very removed from that scene, but wouldn't that to me? Like, that to me is like fucking like a deterrent.
It is. As is my kids are my world. That was
also deterrent.
That was what I used.
That tells me I'm daddy shopping.
She's
daddy shopping.
I used to call that the Chris Rock moment. To paraphrase from what was his good special?
The one where he's talking about the big piece of chicken and everything. I can't remember.
Anyway, I would read My Kids Are My World. What do you want, a cookie? You're supposed to, you dumb motherfucker. Yeah, honestly, you call yourself anything you fucking want to.
What about if they put
anything except fucking...
Is it a green light? Went back in that day. Was it a green light if someone had put, couldn't give a shit about my kids?
I'm honestly sure
there's plenty that don't.
There was a whole, I'm not here for the physical or just something sexual, and it's like a picture of them in their underwear. And you're like,
you're sending mixed messages would be a fair understatement.
And if you're a newer listener and you want to hear more about this, just scroll back through the back catalogue to probably the early 300s, and there was one called Muppet Babies, and just I guess go like, you know, like 5 or 10 before that and 5 or 10 after that,
yep.
And you've got you'll encapsulate probably the peak era. with
I'm
Muppet.
I'm not sure I understand.
Okay, Siri.
Listen, Siri. My Siri's we don't
fucking,
understand
Siri's
either.
Getting turned off for some reason.
Tim Cook's in the edge of the chat.
Siri doesn't understand why the camera's pointed at Jay's dick either.
The robussy is fucking greased up and ready to go.
Can you imagine how good this would be when people can watch us on those stupid fucking Apple goggles that are coming out?
Oh god.
I got the email from the NBN Co the other day.
Yes, you did.
I can get the upgrade. So
videos on
yeah,
the
car. So I had a guy come around. Actually, I feel sorry for the guy. The contractor came around to sort of do the pre sort of thing to see how accessible everything was from the pit up to the house and everything. And that was on Friday, and that was like literally. I just got off the phone to the lawyer. Actually, he was ringing while I was on the phone to a lawyer, and just before surgery and everything was going to go in or just get scheduled. And so I was like, I wasn't in a very good mood, and I got a missed call from a number, and I sort of rang it back, and I'm like, you know, who's this? And then I didn't understand what the guy was busy, you know, in the city, you know, and it was like noisy, and I couldn't hear what he was saying. I was just like, oh, you fucking, you know, fuck off, you fucking spam calling cunt sort of thing. And then I'm like, oh, then the ring camera goes off and I can see a dude walking around. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's probably that guy. and so I rang him back. I said, I'm sorry, man. You caught me at a bad time.
Lovely.
But anyway, yeah, so that's going to be, what's it? So I think it's going to be Friday week. So
ooh, there you go. Should be, new technological possibilities.
Well, that definitely, I mean, it the speeds are, it is such an incredible boost of speed to everything that it definitely puts, like, you know, for the patrons, like, and we were talking about this, I think, last week after the show, but it puts it on the table for patrons where, like, you know, while the episodes won't be, the regular episodes won't be interactive for them, they can sort of sit in on the recording sessions of the regular episodes.
Yep.
I don't want it to be like a Twilly sort of thing where we're sort of referring to the chat and making comments based on that, because, you know, it's kind of, you had to be there sort of thing, I guess. And it's okay for the Twillies like once a year, but you know, all the time, it's not so great. So
that's it.
So it'll just be like, you'll just be, you know, watching us through the fucking two-way mirror, and we won't really be paying attention to anything on that, so on that front. So
maybe jerking off though.
Oh, yeah. Just for something different, you're saying, Glennie?
Well, you know, we take it in turns, let's be real.
You haven't learned to keep your woody still, I see. Well, your hands are fucking under there in the big pocket. You just pulled your hand out and wiped your nose just to fucking illustrate. No, I'm not currently masturbating. All right,
there you go.
We're not live yet. Yeah, you don't have to play to the audience yet, mate. It's an audio show at this point. Hey, tell me about the weekend in fucking C grade.
It was pretty uneventful. It was actually it was a bye in basketball. We had a bit of a posed session on the Friday night. Got some of the kids together and I had a bit of a run myself. Fast forward to Sunday night where I had to have a magnesium salt bath to take some of the pain out of my joints. Such was the beating that I got.
For normal people out there, he means Epsom salts.
It's not actually Epsom. I had a magnesium.
He means Radox.
Radox.
While he's drinking a Bovril.
I don't even know what that is.
And then eating toast with Marmite.
Oh, fuck. Just settle down with a nice Vincent's powder.
and a Bex.
And a Bex. So C grade had a bye. Did go down and watch D-Gade running around, decided that was probably more my world, but I'm currently inhabiting C-Grade and living...
You reckon you can dominate? You reckon the Big Diesel could go down there and fucking light up D-Grade?
I don't know about lighting up. I don't think lighting up is a stretch.
Could the Big Diesel go down to D-Grade and revolutionise the game of touch footy?
Yes. I was so dirty that I didn't bring my gear because I was short of players, and I was like, "Oh, this is my time to shine." But no, it went down and.
Are you allowed to play down a grade?
Yes, You can play up and down. You just can't do it. I think you can play a maximum of 3 games or something outside your registered grade.
Yeah,
if you play up 3 times, you stay up, so to speak. So.
Yeah. Okay. It's the same in basketball. You can't play down. You can't play across.
Okay.
So the only way you can play, you know, that looks, you know, if you're you can play up age groups and down divisions.
Yeah.
But it's that windmill every fucking weekend. Because it's fucking winter, and everyone's sick.
Mm.
And all the school camps are happening at the moment.
Yeah. Okay.
So a school goes away on camp. One kid goes away sick, and the entire grade comes back absolutely fucked.
Fun times. So I watched Jax play A grade, and that was that. Didn't get a run. The Big Diesel.
Pretty slow week.
The Big Diesel.
Pretty slow week.
Big Diesel was parked up.
He was back at the yard.
He was back at the yard.
Fucking hanging with Gordon and doubling, the fat controller.
Doubling as the fat controller, I might add.
All right. Fucking let's get into some of the
oh,
some
finally. Stuff that, hang that on. Wait till people fucking. Oh, 18 minutes in and fucking start talking about footy.
18, 19 minutes before they finally get the. Well, no, it's more like 15 minutes until they get the fucking Toowoomba Touch report.
Oh, some people will be mortified, other people will be fucking rejoicing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the unexpected bonus of fucking Liam Nateson fucking taking 6.
That's it.
to push the touch for content
but
back.
As always, it should have been. You know, please feel free to continue to submit your feedback.
Yeah, love it.
We love it.
I absolutely love it.
If it's positive, thanks very much. If it's negative, go fuck yourself. In summary.
Now, oh, shout out to the man, one of the most prolific contributors to the Facebook group, Terry, who is messaging me on Saturday night, and he got zucked. He said, I can't remember what it was he said that he said, but it was one of those ones where the algorithm, the second he posted it, he was booted. So we'll see you in a month. Unlucky. And he was telling me, he's like, oh, fuck, I'm sorry, I went too far. I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about, man. And then he told me, I go, look, there's literally, like, there's no record of it even in the group. So the second you hit submit, Zuck has just gone, nope.
Zuck's done the Superman and flown around the world backwards. Just he has.
He did. All right. Now, Friday. Was it Friday? Yeah, it was Friday. Yeah, the Cowboys 27 defeat the Panthers 23 in a fucking epic up there at the abattoir. The Cowboys 27 came through a double to Scott Drinkwater, Tom Dearden with a try, Fino Fuaki with a try, Kyle Felt with a try. Chad, three conversions. Chad with a field goal. And the Panthers, they had their double to Tango and Salmon and Jenkins also with tries. Golden Nuts, son of, two conversions and a penalty goal and a field goal to take it into extra time.
Clutch.
Very clutch. And also, Glenny, you may be interested to hear, you're going to be very fucking happy because your connection to the fucking son of Golden Nuts is about to get a lot stronger.
Is he moving to Toowoomba?
No, but he's moving slightly east of where he is now.
To Concord?
And, yeah. From what I hear, he's going Concord, Brooksy to the Doggies.
Yeah, I figured Brooksy to the Doggies. Gus has been creating a narrative, so
yeah,
I thought that might have been on the cards.
At this stage, it's just a rumour, but yeah, pretty strong. And the second part of that rumour was Cogger going to the Tigers. So if you think you like fucking Son of Golden Nuts now, just wait. Stop. Until he's out there getting unleashed week on week.
Oh, well. Absolutely delightful if that happens.
Yep, you'll be loving it.
In all seriousness, Glenny, based on his recent performances, are you that disappointed? Like, obviously, everyone would love a, you know, prestige top 10 halfback.
Mm-hmm.
But understand that you're the Tigers. He's a fucking good get for you.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's. I honestly wouldn't hate if we hung on to Brooks, to be honest. But I do think, first and foremost, that him leaving the Tigers is the best for everyone involved. Yeah. And I don't think he deserves the level of criticism that he's copped over the last however many years. I don't think he's helped himself in some ways, and I don't think the club has helped him in lots of ways. It's unfortunate, but I can't hate on the bloke for wanting to make a fresh start somewhere, and if that's at the Dogs, then, you know, so be it. But that comes with its own challenges as well in that system and that fan base. And but
problem is, they're a shit team too, and also there's a lot of pressure from their fan base. And we'll get to it when their game happens. But my God, the absolute fucking AIDS on the timeline. Because that's what I had access to, essentially. Yeah. The fucking AIDS and bleeding from that family. They're getting legitimately frustrated because this year was meant to be their year, not to win the premiership necessarily, but a year to take some, you know, with the new coach and, like, spend a lot of money on players. And it's like to take, like, you know, like maybe like hit into the last two spots on the finals or something, you know? But, so I don't think that's necessarily an excellent environment for Brooksy to unleash himself to, because it's, you know, similar kind of stuff that he probably's copping at the Tigers, except if he goes over as like a big money signing, then it just heaps an extra bit of pressure on there, and he doesn't have his friends there that he has from Tigers fans.
Yeah, if he doesn't mesh with Birdo, or I just, again, it's not a simple fix. They have tried about five guys
outside of Birdo, so
yeah.
Like, it's not like, you know, maybe he's the problem.
Beautiful. Socials on the Penrith game.
Hang on a minute, we didn't even talk about that fucking game yet.
You motherfucker.
You fucking... So here's the thing. I actually saw this game. Most of this game was honestly, I fucking hate Origin time for the NRL, especially this year, because it's cost my side dearly. But generally, there's like a lower sort of standard, and this game obviously wasn't the greatest standard football, but it was still close enough. The game was kind of balanced enough where it was actually like fun to watch, and it was like exciting, especially at the end there, where it looked like Panthers had him, but then the Cowboys got in front, and then it looked like they had it, and then the Panthers easily fucking marched down, and after a number of opportunities, finally got theirs.
I think what Penrith really could have used then was an old head, or an old head after they'd just come back and come over the top to go, okay, now we just need to game manage this last few into our favour.
Well, and with the C on his back, that was Dylan Edwards' job.
True, but he's not the old head. He's not a loud voice in that side as it is. But that's something he needs to grow into.
He kind of doesn't have to, because really, well, it's only a scattering 20, of fucking
23,
things.
22 weeks a year, he doesn't have to do that at all.
Well, no, what I'm saying is, I'm not sure he understands the fucking reverence he's viewed with by his teammates. And so that can only be an asset to the team if he learns to use his voice when it's required.
I bet they called him some reverent things after the game fucking ended.
But across the park, there's not a shitload to be upset or frustrated with or anything, because A, like you said, it's Origin time, so who the fuck knows? It's like a rain affected game. But in terms of critique, the only thing I would suggest is that they didn't play their game. They got involved in the back and forth with the Cowboys, whereas I think if they'd have just stuck to their game plan and run their pace all night, they might have been able to put a bit more of a margin on. But there you go. Origin time. What are you going to do, Cowboys? Well done.
Yep. And look, it was very exciting and welcome to see a golden point game not end in a field goal.
Yeah, that's it. Stephen. He said, Peachy produces a peach to hand the Cowboys the game. Yes, he does. I'm fucking loving Tyrone Peachy being back at the club. It's everything I hoped it would be.
My fucking God.
I'm being sarcastic.
He's being sarcastic, Lenny.
That means I'm not enjoying it.
I was serious.
Glenny, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad you're switching off during the socials. I do too.
Yeah. It wasn't the socials, it was just Jay talking. And Tim, it was a Penrith game. So
Tim, right. You said, imagine losing to the 2023 Cowboys with all their OK players out. Jordan, deciding whether to listen to Brandy's Panthers permanent hard-on bias or Joey's CTE dribble was my hardest decision of the night. Glad to get the 2 points. Peyton needs to get the tackling bags out for the rest of the year, and Scott Bongwater showed his class. Nathan, Garner has got to go. The only bloke in that side not putting in tonight. Nick, if New South Wales manage to win the next one, I hope Tomalolo doesn't end up playing for Queensland in Game 3. He showed he can beat half of Penrith by himself. There you go. Absolute fucking blind right. By JT.
Saturday afternoon, the Roosters 18 defeated the Knights 16. In Newcastle, the Roosters' tries came through. Nat Butcher, Joey Manu, Daniel Tupou, Keary, 2 conversions, and a penalty goal to Sandon Smith. Knights, their 16 came through a try to Bradman Best, double to Dominic Young, and 2 conversions from Jackson Hastings.
Pretty tough.
Take it away, boys. I have no idea.
Tough win for the Roosters.
I'll tell you what. Sorry, Glenn, before you get into it.
Yeah.
What we should do is you should just give us how you think the game went. And I reckon you'd probably be pretty fucking spot on. Sorry, Glennie, keep going.
As I said, tough win for the Roosters. They had plenty out, and with Origin and injury and lost Keary to a fucking broken jaw this time around. Like he's got no luck.
That's something that I would have guessed, but not the broken jaw part. But like
losing Keary,
losing Keary to hand injury. Oh my God, you're fucking incredible! How'd you know?
You're a smart.
he's obviously going to be out for an extended period of time, which only adds to the difficulty. The Roosters are struggling to find any real traction at the moment. They're down on form. They managed to hang on in this one, even though the Knights look to be finishing with the running. You know, when Best got that runaway try, I expected the Knights to get another one, and they just couldn't quite put it
together. Watching the highlights on that one, was that the first try that that Bradman Best has ever scored where he wasn't like bobbling it and nearly dropping it?
Yeah.
Because I didn't watch the mini, but I watched the highlights.
Last 15 to 20 metres, I understand he was pulling up because he was, you know, obviously slowing down and there was no one around him. But it looked like he was a little bit proppy on his... I thought he'd done a hamstring at one point, which would have been ironic. There's no cunt within 40 metres of him. Ponga...
Yeah, but that Brooksy did his hamstring last week when he wasn't within 40 metres of the guy he was chasing.
Very true. But Ponga had a couple of moments as well as he tries to find his way back into form. And,
I would have liked to get more out of him, especially because do you remember the quality of game he had last time after I've been left out of Origin. I'll fucking show them.
And the time was there for him to do it.
That's it, exactly. I'm starting to think with the Knights that it may almost be an effort thing because it's all the pieces are there, and you've seen there's these 20 minute spurts they put in where they look like a top six outfit. They've got speed and pace out wide. They've got creativity in their halves as well as a very good fullback, and their forward pack doesn't shirk any sort of hard work. I'm not sure what else it could be apart from that.
Yeah. Well, it's just that they don't have the ability to play top six football for more than 20 minutes or whatever.
That's the
ceiling.
But is it an effort ceiling? Like we've gone from AOB being the most likely coach to be sacked in the NRL, and the players all hate him, and he's lost the dressing room. A couple of wins and all of a sudden he's safe and no one's talking about it anymore. That doesn't look like a player.
Fans still want him out. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it could be a talent differential because, I mean, if you talk to, you know, people in this chat, I mean, Kurt Mann automatically drives the
easily
fucking
the
average
worst player
down
in the competition.
To, like, so much so that he pulls the entire average level of the side down.
That's
right?
That's probably the impact that he has on the side. That if he wasn't in the side, they'd play 80 minutes of top six type football with him in the side that they play 20 minutes and 60 minutes of the Tigers with Cole.
Have you done a fucking ancestry.com on him and found out that his great 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 uncle was adopted by a Malaysian family or something?
that's incredibly insightful. I don't know why you have to
fucking.
I was going to say racist, but
yeah, I didn't want to say racist. Because it's insinuating that I'm racist and I'm
fucking... Oh, I mean, you know, you willingly live in Toowoomba, amongst what you've told us are your people. So
I'm described as a grand sum total of approximately eight people that I would class as my people. None of them were born in Toowoomba. So
anyway.
No, socials. No, what do we say on the socials? Daniel.
Sorry, Glennie.
New week, same result. Absolute meme club shit. Our bench literally offers nothing. Also, standing down our
Grand
most
Wizard
consistent
of the
player, Marshu, for missing a bus once didn't help. Oh, that's the other thing that was out of this one.
Yeah.
Where do you guys stand on the Marshu thing? Like, Mr. Bus, miss a game.
Teams make the rules,
yep.
And they have the level, like the standard of discipline and, you know, conduct that they adhere to. And as far as I understand, it was the players that made that decision anyway because it was against the standard they hold themselves to.
That's it, perfect.
So it's the players that did it. It wasn't like an AOB thing, I don't think.
That's it.
I'm pretty sure it was the players.
Yeah.
And like and Knights aren't the only club to do that. All the clubs have stuff like that. Some of them will have like fine systems in place for you know, various, you know, forgetting late or, you know, indiscretions or, you know, whatever. I mean, the dragons, you know, they don't have anything. You know, just go fucking raping chicks and you do what you want there. But most clubs, professional units that aren't the bottom of the ladder,
with shit fans,
generally have, yeah, generally have their own, you know,
correct
rules in place.
Ross.
That was it, was it?
That sums up the season. Okay. The fifth time we have scored equal or more tries than the opposition and not won the game. What a fucking damning statistic that is.
Yeah, Jacko Hastings, it's your fault the Knights are shit.
Desire is not there, playing to get the coach sacked. How many goals did Meany kick last week? 9, and we let him go. Didn't Meany retire?
I don't know.
I thought that was the thing with Nick Meany, that he was done. Like, he was done with footy.
Look, if we're being honest, I don't even remember him playing there. That's how little I followed... Nick Meany's career.
I was absolutely shocked when he said he played for the Knights. What?
You can't keep track of them all.
Or was he at the Knights before he went to the Dogs?
Well, he had to have been, yeah. He had to have been.
Richard, the Roosters starting lineup.
But that's a long time ago, and it's a long time since it's a long time it took him to get fucking good too.
Look, all I know about Nick Meany is you would have fucking hated to have pulled an auto card from him in a box of NRL trading cards.
Yeah, and sucks to that guy, hypothetical guy who did that.
Like, way to snap your hypothetical financial ankles.
Yeah, that's fucking running into the zorb of fucking trading car pools.
Richard, the Roosters starting lineup looked far better with Smith and Kiri in the halves and Kiri playing 6. Once Kiri went off and was replaced by Hutch, points dried up. The next few weeks are going to be grim viewing for East supporters, but joy all round for everyone else who will be laughing themselves silly at us. How's that for some fucking Dairy Queen vibes? That's pretty good. Well done. Next game.
All right. So we move on to the Parramatta Eels 34 defeat the mighty Manly Seabs Eagles 4 at Combank Stadium. The Eels tries to Ogden, Gutherson, Hopgood, Makatoa and a double to Bailey Simonson. Gutherson, 5 conversions. Manly tried to Christian Tupolotu, and that was the end of that. And this is, regrettably, this is one of the games I watched. And, I have opinions. We're talking about teams that have, the highest ceiling and the fucking biggest differential between their best and worst and all that sort of stuff. Fuck me if this is not fucking exhibit A through fucking Z. You take the leadership out of the side, coming from Daly, and I guess secondarily, Tommy, and especially Jake, who's, you know, injured for one more week. And what it does is it illustrates that there's no fucking next line of leadership. I mean, you're talking about leadership in the Panther side. There is zero fucking next line of leadership in the side that ran out in the field that night. This game, all it required was just a fucking steady kick to the corners, wait for stuff to happen kind of vibe, and that's what Parramatta did. I mean, Schuster, this is his real opportunity to sort of take charge and be the guy to run. And he proved conclusively that he can't. He's not that guy. He can't. I mean, he's an excellent flairy foil to a game manager, but he can't do it. He can't fucking do it himself. He's incapable of doing it. And he's incapable of curbing his fucking, more risky tendencies to, when the game script requires it, and just fucking hopeless performance. Worst, Tupolotu, we know shit, and I hate his guts, but fucking Saab was one of his worst fucking games as well. And KO Weeks, I mean, there are Manly fans who are on Weeks Island, he's going to be the next fucking, he's going to be the next sort of star player, and we can't let this young guy slip through your fingers, blah, blah, blah. He hasn't received enough of a chance, blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you, Weeks Island is fucking Atlantis, doesn't exist. It's been underwater since day one, and I'm happy for him to either go and fucking become a star halfback for the Sharks and beat everyone except for top 8 sides for his career, or I'm happy for him to be fucking Dolce DeLech fucking Gutherson at the Eels. I don't give a fuck. Out. Gone. Never to fucking return. This week he's been named at fullback again, but I suspect we might get a fucking change and they might throw Ruben back there. And if they don't, it's fucking crazy because he's not the guy. Categorically fucking proven he's not the guy. And with this, the forward, some of the forwards, like last week, like Kepi, fucking like career best game, like fucking post contact meters, fucking, you know, lack of missed tackles. This week, fucking garbage. Fucking Aloye, fucking garbage. When you're being outstatted by like a guy like Aaron Woods, who didn't miss a tackle, out of like 38 or something, you're fucking shit, mate. You know you got fucking nothing. So we'll get into the team list when we get up into the team list later. There's been, apparently, Siebes gave, after the game, delivered one of the all-time almighty fucking sprays. And there's been some interesting selections this week, which are anti-quality selections. So I can only imagine that they are just to say, to deliver a message to cunts to say, you are not undroppable. Look what I'll do to the side, just to let you know that you're shit.
I will destroy this entire club to prove
a
point.
And Parramatta didn't have to do anything. Like, this was one of there's always one of these games, maybe two games a season the last couple of years with Manly, where they're fine from tackles one through five, and in the sixth tackle the team's gotten nowhere. And they'll either concede a penalty on tackle two and piggyback them down the field so they got a full set at the line, or they'll hold them for a fucking full set and then they kick on the fifth and then the winger fucking drops it and then they set up and they got a full set fucking at the line. And this was exactly that game. That every fucking kick at the end of a set, they dropped it. Every fucking time they needed to piggyback down, they fucking gave it to them. And as a result, they had zero attacking opportunities. And when they did, what do? They dunk, you know, fucking your alloys and, you know, dumb cunts like that. Drop it, fuck it, and, you know, push a thing, push a pass, just do something fucking stupid. Absolutely squandered fucking everything to the point where they may as well have not have fucking been there. It did not fucking matter. It could have been the West Tigers fucking flag side on the other side of the field. It just wouldn't matter. If you fucking play like that and make so many errors and give away so much position and possession and have none of your own, you're just going to fucking have, you're just going to lose. It fucking drives me crazy. The reason why it fucking really pissed me off is because you could see why it was, like, with the lack of leadership, you could see why it happened, but it doesn't fucking matter. You know, take responsibility for your own performance and fucking do your job. And if the other 16 guys do that, then you might not win, but, you know, you give yourself the opportunity to be fucking in it, right? And when you look at this fucking Origin period, before Origin, they fucking destroyed a Canberra side that was on a 6 or 7 game winning streak, lose the first Origin affected game, come back after with an unaffected game and give the fucking Dolphins the biggest beating they're likely to have in the history of their franchise. Then they get this game the week after when they're fucking Origin affected and they just shit themselves again. So I cannot fucking wait to get out of this fucking Origin period and hopefully Schuster doesn't fucking eat KFC and get injured or something again after it, so we can have a run of games where we're actually in fucking in the ideal fucking lineup that you want. Because when they've got their spine, they've had 4 games of their spine this year and scored about 160 points. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. And for once, it's not fucking got nothing to do with Tommy either.
There you go.
Although this week I think they'll fucking hold him out though too, because of 3-day turnaround after Origin isn't ideal.
Nah, not at all.
Anyway,
lovely.
Glennie, do you want to say anything?
I think you've said it all, Nathan.
There we go.
Could not. That's good.
I'm glad everyone agrees. I'm glad Daniel agrees with me.
He said, "I guess Baldy wasn't that rattled after all."
That was the other thing. After the game, Christian Tuipulotu fucking laughing with his fucking poly mates prayer circlers. After that shit drives me fucking crazy. And you could see that Jake Arthur, he was fucking gutted.
Yeah.
And like the only fucking person was Carl Lawton came up to him and sort of gave him a hug to say, like, brother, that's fucked and I'm sorry.
Are you surprised that he's good at losing?
Who's that?
Jake Arthur.
Well, he's not good at losing. He was filthy.
Oh, he was great at it. He did exactly what you need him to do after he loses. He's a professional loser. Yeah, he played the role perfectly.
Second generation.
Second generation loser.
Dave, wow. I hope Jake gives him an absolute spray, directionless and one-dimensional. But at least they all had a laugh together with the opposition after the game for the TV cameras. There you go. Exactly the
nice one.
I fucking hate that. Even, like, I'm watching other people's teams. Yeah. And I'm angry on their behalf.
Bucks but also, like, look, on one hand, I do understand the fact is that, that this is a professional sport and these players are professionals and as such, they're doing it for money and they're not living through the, like, the, you know, the emotional attachment to, you know, to the team that we as fans have. I get that. But at the same time, you have some fucking pride or, you know, self-awareness of your personal performance and...
Yeah.
Don't just act like it's a fucking another day out in the park having a kick after you've had your fucking ass kicked because you were shit.
That's it.
Yeah.
Robbie said, Manly were really crap tonight and so was the bunker. Also, I cannot stand Gutho. I feel like hurting him for some reason. I can't because he's probably fitter than me.
Yeah, they did fuck. They got fucked on some decisions, which only would have just reduced the scoreline. They were still so shit that it wouldn't have won the game for them.
Anthony said, to not only put in no effort against our biggest rival, but lose to them when they're a team full of plotters is infuriating. Left that one pretty livid. There you go. Everyone seems nice to share Nate's opinion.
Oh, and the messages I got had from people just going like, oh, I'm so fucking, like, just, it actually, like, provoked. And also, it was like the footage, like the yucking it up after the game as well. You know, with the Polynesian players in particular, yucking it up with their mates that they fucking grew up with playing out, you know, because they were the imports from, the, you know, the Fulton imports from out west. Like, that shit, it is infuriating. Anyway, the Melbourne Storm 28 defeated the West Tigers 6 out at Campbelltown. The, oh, Jesus Christ, Warbrick got his fucking hat trick. He got 4 of them. Tyron Wishart and Kane Bradley also have tries. Meany, only 2 conversions. Great goal kicker, though, Ross Terry. Tigers, they had a try to Alex Twell and a conversion. And this, and look, I said at the top of the show the shit that fucked, like the fucking weekend I had. This game was absolutely indicative of it with that fucking absolute fucking plotter. You know, you see those heartwarming videos on fucking Instagram and stuff where there's like a college, a high school football team in America, and they put a helmet on the local retard and who does the water for him, and they fucking, and the quarterback buries the ball under his, into his chest and his bread basket, and then he fucking sends him off on a run, and all the other players do like demonstrative fucking hero dives and just miss him, and yeah, then, you know, the retard gets down into the end zone and gets himself. That's what this was. Fucking! I tell you, I'm going to die on a hill. I'm climbing a hill right now. I'm going to fucking die on it. Naden 100% fucking touched that ball and knocked it on in the air before he fucking scored that try, yeah, in the contest.
He did.
100%. And they didn't even refer it because this fucking guy hasn't scored a try in 116 fucking
there you
games.
Go.
How many games it
How
was.
Good's that, Glenny? You got to be a narrative team for a couple of seconds.
Oh.
Did you enjoy it?
No.
I've had fucking years of it. It's fucking great.
Absolute. Absolutely, this is one of the most corrupt things I've ever seen in the fucking game, and I saw fucking Kevin Hayne referee the 2013 grand final in person. Sorry, Glenny, your turn. sorry, mate, I'm on one. I've been waiting to fucking just unleash on fucking life this week.
Listen, as if it wasn't bad enough that we fucking got fucking belted in this game and never looked like really scoring points other than a front rower falling, collapsing on a loose ball in the in goal and scoring. I knew when I saw said front rower, I knew what would be in store. And you didn't
see the thing is,
down.
Glennie didn't know what happened to me this weekend. Well, you didn't. You didn't know what I was going through on the weekend, so you didn't know that I didn't know. And so you sent me a text. I've got to fucking find it. Where is it? Fuck you. This is all capitals, mind you. Saturday at 7:59 PM. Fuck you, Nathan, you humbug cunt. And so to which I instantly replied, what did I do now? And then Alex Twell just scored. Fuck.
Jeez. It's interesting when you actually scroll through the timeline of our text messages. You dig it?
Yeah, it's you calling me a cunt.
Lot.
It's you calling me a cunt in capitals and me saying what now?
Just slightly earlier.
What
than
do
that.
I do?
Cunt. Cunt. Now what, cunt? You know damn well now what. If I'm being honest, it could be a number of things.
A sad indictment on your relationship.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Yeah, but the thing is, and then like when you said that, I said you liar, and then I quickly fucking flick open the KO app and wind back and fucking see what happened, and I'm like, bullshit, they knocked that on.
Yeah, instantly discrediting. Yeah. look, there's not much you can say about the Tigers. They were lost without Appy and Brooks, and I think it's probably an indication of you know how things are going to look for a little bit, which is disappointing. Didn't hate De Silva's debut. I thought he tried hard, but against the Storm, it's a tough game to play your first NRL game against. And Hughes had an absolute masterclass. He was outstanding. And Warbrick, 4 tries, and I think he's just starting to figure out the Storm system. He looks to be, a hard-working young guy, and he's putting the time and effort into his game, and certainly struck a chord with Bellamy. They all seem to get around him, and he's quick, he's strong, he's good in the air. He's got good carries out of their own end, given his size and strength and speed, and they're just another one out of the Storm system. Just comes from fucking nowhere, and they always seem like all the way back to Israel Folau, like scoring. I think he scored a hat trick against the Tigers in his first game. But they always seem to play against Tigers and fucking kill us, young blokes, for the Storm. It fucking kills me. But Jerome Hughes was massive in this game, and the Tigers didn't have. Wakeham is out of his depth in the NRL. I feel he's had enough games there now, and for the Tigers, he looks a little bit lost. The effort's there, and the care factor, and all the rest of it, but I'm just not sure he's a consistent first grader. He's one of those guys we talk about might be too good for reserve grade, not good enough for NRL. A tweenie, as I like to call him.
He's a very average NRL player if he's got like a good game manager beside him. But now they're all injured too. You've lost,
and it's really your two, come
your
down
two best
to him.
Players in the spine.
And then you got Starr, who was killing it at centre, as I said last week, at centre, and they've put him into fucking 5'8" in the sheeniest they'd ever sheened.
Do you not remember how that comment went, Glennie?
Which one?
There was the Facebook thing that said, this player's too good for reserve grade, but too shit to be an NRL player.
Yeah, the entire West Tigers side.
Can you guys please make a team of those players? And then someone in the comments said, they have, it's called the West Tigers. So he's exactly where he should be.
Well, he should just be in reserve grade, though. That's the thing. it was a tough watch, but I knew, all of the joy, and this is the impact that both of you, but in particular in this occasion, Nathan, this is what you have. You could just extract all of the joy out of a situation, because I was sitting there watching it. I watched all the fucking tributes and the fucking videos that people made, and every one of them, I'm like, oh, is this going to be the one that he fucking edits and puts some bullshit fucking thing to? Or is it, what's he going to do to this image here that someone's a nice
all
image? Someone's
do.
Put Alex, like a beautiful black and white. It's very arty. Oh, is this going to be the one that he fucking
superimposes
a dick onto? Like,
no, someone, I've got the idea. This is the concept. I can't be fucking doing it, so I'm just going to tell it to you. And you know, so if someone wants to do it, they can do it. All you need to do is get the footage of him scoring his try. And just put that like out of key recorder version of My Heart Will Go On over the top of it, and that's all it needs. Nice. Perfect. It's all you need. It's like a good steak, just salt and pepper, fucking screaming
that's
hot
it.
Fucking cast iron. It's all you need. You don't need to oversauce it. just give it a little sprinkle.
Good times.
There we go. We're done.
All right. Do we have socials in that one, or were you? I can't remember.
Oh, fucking probably. It's only West, I mean.
I'm sure people will be talking about Twal. Every comment will be about Twal, I'm sure. People telling on themselves.
Terry, the Tigers couldn't back up Twal's flop try. Noffa ain't going back to the Storms. Not much else to report. Norts, Tigers managed to fuck another milestone game. Chris, even as a Storm fan, other than the Warbrick machine, I've got nothing either. It was just sloppy on both sides of the game. Felt like it went on forever. How's that as a Storm fan? A sloppy game. A sloppy game is a fucking win like that. Holy Jesus. There you go. We're done.
Sharks 48 defeated the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs 10 down there at Reclaim Australia Stadium. The Sharks, tries to Wilton, Hamlin, Ueli, The Moot, Cameron McInnes, Jack Williams, Hazelton, Britton Nakora, and Jesse Ramian. Nico, 7 conversions and a penalty goal. The Doggies, 10, tries to Kyle Flanagan and Curtis Morin, with Flano, 1 conversion. Talk me through it, Glennie.
Oh, it's a decent bounce back from last start for Cronulla. They needed it, and the Bulldogs were just the team they needed to face after that. One of the things I was most concerned with, I guess is the right way to put it, for the Dogs, is the amount of tries that Cronulla scored just with people hitting the line and the initial contact, like the ball runner took the initial contact, which wasn't good enough, and just surged and put the ball over the line.
Mm. And the initial contact was Tevita Pangai Jr. more often than not.
Yeah. Yeah, look,
he was okay with the ball in his hand. He got a lot of, a lot of meters, but his defense wasn't great.
That's his game.
Yeah.
Forever and ever, amen. It's, people talk about plays being overrated. He's not put in that category anywhere near enough.
It's because no one really rates him that high.
He kind of is in that category. I mean, it just got blown apart and skewed a little bit because Freddie had a fucking galaxy brain moment and chucked him in Origin.
Yeah, I guess.
He left Brisbane, got a charity ring with Penrith, and really he hasn't done anything. He's been injured, so I'm not sure he can be overrated if he's not rated much at all.
But he's got to be on decent money at the Dogs.
Yeah, fucking earth.
Yeah, but just because a club's paid overs for someone doesn't make them overrated.
Rated is just the average of the public perception.
Yeah, that's it.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know what to make, whether the Sharks, have washed away that performance from a week ago, or whether it was just the quality of the opposition that allowed them to run up such a scoreline. But look, I think they'll be better for it. But I'd like to see how they go against better teams.
Well, it's probably a little bit of both. And here's the thing: exactly what you were describing is that's the Sharks' bread and butter. They're a young, strong, athletic team that's getting a big part of their wins just through that physicality.
A young, strong, athletic team that's carrying Finucane and Wado.
Yeah, true.
Down to fucking Bingo. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love it. what socials do we have on that? Toto, the NRL should really count that as a loss for the Sharks. Couldn't even put the 50 burger. Shame.
That's true. Because let's be clear, they'd scored about 48 points. With probably 20 minutes to go, there was heaps time.
Well, let me read you a comment from our good friend Hammers. 48-4 with 20 left on the clock and not flipping a 50 burger. That pretty much sums up the Sharks.
Yep.
Ricky, all of a sudden being a Tigers supporter doesn't hurt as much. Ouch. Jason, injuries and missing players due to State of Origin aside, it's another below par performance from the Bulldogs. The coach has threatened in previous weeks to drop players that are underperforming, but he has yet to follow through with it. Needs to make the tough decisions and not just say them. I agree. Drop them all. There you go. That's the round. Okay.
Now, was there any news articles you want to talk about, or should we just get into the games? Because nothing jumped out at me. But I mean, if you guys,
only Ben remember something, Dragons that he hates them.
Please, yes. So I wonder what's going to happen with old Benny Hartley. The thing that makes it so great is, I mean, players are sort of agitate for releases and stuff like that. It happens not all the time, but it's happened enough. But for him to then say that he will reach into his own pocket and pay $150,000 of his own money to secure a release,
this is how immediately much I hate you cunts.
Is just
unprecedented,
just exquisite,
it's unprecedented.
Like three Michelin star, top tier, fucking delicious, fucking meal for the rugby league aficionado.
Look, no group of human beings is more deserving of their best player doing that than St. George Illawarra as a club. Every person that is a part of that club, every fan. Their best player, their standout best player, wanting to pay out of his own money to get the fuck away from them, every last one of them. It's fucking delightful.
The secondary benefit of this, of course, is the fan base melting down and turning on him and rewriting history like he hasn't been their best player for 6 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. Shit.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're seeing it all over the place. But so I guess I don't think he's going to get this the release under any circumstances. It certainly does definitely put an end to him, and he's, you know, pretty much on the market at this point. So I guess there's speculation to where he goes.
If he wants an immediate release, surely there's someone that he can just go straight to.
Yeah.
So
I would think so.
So who is that?
Well, what's the date today? It's the 20th.
Brooksy's going to the Dogs.
Yeah, but he's leaving next year. It's the end of the season, so that's not an immediate thing.
No.
Remember, you've got top 30 considerations.
They're not going to get him for a season. Like, the Dogs wouldn't take him for a season, is what I'm getting at.
No. Yeah, okay. Manly got a free spot in the 30, and I fucking love him, but I don't think it'll happen because he says he doesn't want to play hooker.
Yeah.
And if you want to play hooker, I would fucking throw him Manly all day, every day. The other thing he does about him not wanting to play hooker is, because I think another opportunity where he has to win, if he wants to win, another opportunity would be if he wanted to play hooker and he'd go to the Broncos, because that's what they fucking need.
Yeah, true.
As well. But if halfback, plenty of money out there for halfback at the moment. West Tigers are fucking shelling out cash for a halfback. The Raiders shelling out cash for a halfback. I'm sure the Titans would love to try and find a fucking slot for him as well. And Dolphins. I'm sure they could fucking find a home for him as well.
How many years did Foran sign for at the Titans? Two?
Two, I believe.
Yeah, he said no to the Dolphins before he re-signed, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, maybe shit done changed.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Interesting.
Yep. I don't know, but, yeah, he's probably the only, like, super, you know, like, high-level half on the market at this point.
Yeah, he is.
And probably the generally highest quality player on the market at this point too.
Agreed.
I'd say. So it'd be interesting to see where he lands. And the Dragons, they'll be worse for it, and no one gives a fuck.
Because fuck the Dragons, and all exactly. of their fans.
Exactly. Unappreciative is the first word that comes to mind.
I agree.
Well, that's the second word. The first word is racist.
Yeah.
Actually, it's the third word because the second word is sex offending or rapist.
Let's make the third word previews.
All right.
Let's go.
What a segue.
No.
All right. A couple of teams had the bye, but we've got a relatively full round this weekend. And the first game on Friday night is the Dragons taking on the Warriors down there at Wynn Stadium. They they remove Jaden Hunt and Josh Kerr. Josh Kerr is immediately transferred up to the Dolphins, and I think he's making his debut for them this week.
Jesus.
So Bird comes
Everyone
in. Jack Bird
wants
comes
to get
in.
Away from the Dragons.
Yeah. Jack Bird comes in. Jack the Bellin comes in. Michael Molo goes to the bench. Murdoch Masila goes to the bench, and Blake Laurie goes bench front row. The Warriors side. They don't have too many outs. Mitchell Barnett's one of them, though. Rocco Berry comes in. Dylan Walker comes in. Warriors going to lose. Dragons in disarray.
Oh, please.
Yeah. After hearing that your half and best player will pay money to get away from playing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And also said player is backing up on 2 days rest as well.
Yeah, that's it.
Wednesday night Origin game.
That's it.
Yeah. This is... You've actually given... You know, several examples of reasons why the Warriors of years gone by would lose a game like this.
Yeah, true.
With plenty of things in their favour, and they absolutely bottle it. But very different team in 2023, and I expect the Warriors to win quite well, actually. I'd love for them just absolutely smash the Dragons, like put 50 on them and just make their pain worse.
Nice. Yes,
because it's
and Ben Hunt doesn't back up after Origin. Well, because why would you snap your body?
Or he does.
Why would you snap your body for this club?
Plays the first half and then just leaves and gets in his car and just drives away at halftime, never to be seen again.
All right. The Dolphins take on the Eels at Sunshine Coast Stadium. The Dolphin site, Branko Lee's out, Tessie News out, Price of Farmacilli is out, Kurt Donahue is out. Braden McGrady comes in to the wing, nephew of the great Ewan. And Felice Kaufusi in, Josh Kerr makes his debut for the club, moving from the Dragons, and Max Plath comes into the bench. Lemuelu goes second row to the bench. Val Meninga goes from lock to centre. Ray Stone bench to lock, and Herman Sesa bench to front row. The Eels, Luca Moretti and Matt Dory out, Mitchell Moses and Junior Barlow in. Madison goes to the bench. RC goes to 5'8". Ogden goes to the bench. Here we go. This is the first time since the Dolphins got absolutely annihilated.
I think the Dolphins need a really strong showing and potentially a win in this one to get themselves back on track, so to speak. Another heavy loss is fucking horrible. Pans out horribly for the Dolphins. So, I still think they're going to be up against it, but I am going to tip the Dolphins in a close one. If Parra get a roll on early, the way the Dolphins have been the last couple of weeks, I think it could potentially get ugly for them. So they'll need to start well and start strong in the middle. And I think
they just need to return to that. They just need to return to that level of quality where they are in it for the entire game,
exactly,
and they don't fucking chuck it in, because they've only chucked it in once this season, and we're, you know, whatever round we're up to now. I mean, you know, a long way through the season, and it took a long time before they got absolutely fucked on. So they've had a week off to kind of, I guess, you know, move past it, forget it, or whatever.
Yep.
They're getting some quality players back into the side. Look. I just want to see a bounce back from them. I don't think the Eels are anything amazing. The main thing is the Dolphins don't generally beat themselves, and I think that's a key ingredient that Parramatta need to be at their best at the moment.
Mm.
So don't beat yourselves, Dolphins, and you'll be all right.
Agreed.
Panthers take on Newcastle Knights. The Panthers side is without star centre Tyrone Peachy. Big blow. Jenkins is out. Hoskins out. Eisenhuth, Garner, and Liam Henry out. Crichton, To'o, Luai, Leota, and Liam Martin, and Isaiah Yeo all back in. Salmon goes to the bench from 5'8". Spencer Lenu goes back to the bench. The Newcastle Knights side. Tuala's out. Fitzgibbons out. Brody Jones is out. Marziu back in. Daniel Saifidi comes in. Tyson Frizzell back from Origin. And Jacob Saifidi moves from front row to the bench.
Penner should win this game. Absolutely should.
The Cogger machine just fucking rolls on.
That's it.
But there is a big blow Golden to the Knights Panther Express side. And I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Jay, but breaking news is that Nathan Cleary's spiritual advisor, Andrew Tate, has been indicted on charges relating to human trafficking and rape. So this is going to... I mean, it's obviously going to have Nathan's going to be beside himself, but he's not playing. So it's just a matter of how that vibe, you know, permeates through the rest of the team, who no doubt are also, you know, staunch adherents of Andrew Tate's fucking alpha male philosophies vis-a-vis sex trafficking and rape of Romanians.
What other sort of trafficking is there?
Drug trafficking. That's one.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it, though. Drugs and sex, the only things get trafficked.
Yeah, I suppose that's more smuggling.
Yeah, I mean, like...
You know? Really? What are you saying is a sex trafficker?
I feel like you're splitting hairs here.
I don't know who the dude is you're talking about.
We went through this when he got done, like when Nathan was reposting his stuff on Instagram.
Who is he?
He's a fucking guy who used to be like a kickboxer. And he set up like a compound in Romania where he gets chicks to come in and imprisons them and puts them on webcam shows and stuff. But his main business is being online and selling like not pickup artist stuff, but like you know, like like being an alpha male.
Oh, fuck.
Like that sort of, yeah, like that sort of shit.
Alpha male. That's his, alpha male is the guy version of women that refer to themselves as mama bears.
It's hashtag boy mama.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so
yes,
that dude's
yes,
been
women,
done for fucking...
Yeah, he got arrested. He got arrested a couple months ago, and he sort of says stuff like, "Okay, so you know, like he talks about the Matrix, like you know, the Matrix is trying to get him, like you know, like he's awake,
as in, like we live in a simulation."
Yeah, or like you know, the powers that be are sort of out to silence him.
Oh, fucking,
you know,
hell.
Like,
okay.
So he was in jail in Romania for like a good couple of weeks, and then he got let out. So then he sort of did a bit of a victory lap, but yeah, he's just been in. Died on these charges again, so I haven't clicked any further into other than the headline, but it looks like they've gone and accumulated the things they needed to actually make it stick, but we'll see.
There you go, fuck yeah.
But he's one of those absolute fuckheads that is like the worst of what the internet has created.
Okay.
Like as far as like to monetize.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Just dumb shit for fucking incels, you know.
Yeah, look, I'm sure they all have his fucking books or podcasts or whatever it is he does that people fucking buy. Yeah, it's fucking Newcastle. Penrith 13 plus. What are we doing?
Yeah, I agree. The Storm take on the mighty Manly Sea Eagles down there at the Korean Housewife. Seve, Jennings, Pezzett, Kami Kamika and Kane Bradley are out. Olam, Xavier Coates, Munster, Harry Grant, Christian Walsh return from Origin. Couple of changes there. Manly side, Jacob Arthur's out. Samuel Fainu is out. I think that he may have been a targeted dropping for either performance or attitude last week. I know he missed six tackles, but it could be load management as well because he's only just like a young guy who's only just started, you know, so like they might see that he's burned out or something, you know. So DCE comes back. Ben Condon, Big Country, he comes back to the bench. Tommy's there in 22, but I think that he would have to sail through Origin with, like, you know, minimal effort and all that sort of thing for them to sort of risk, you know, on a 2 or 3 day turnaround. But, you know, I don't blame him for, like, trying to manage him, but and him and Daly both didn't back up last year on the corresponding game that was, like, you know, 2 or 3 days after the Origin game. But you know, I guess the fact that he's in the 22 means that they're giving themselves the option to sort of see what's happening and, you know, bring him in if they need to. There's going to be other changes to this side as they are listed there. It looks sort of similar to what they're doing with, like, except they've moved Bullimore into the back row, which I'm not a fan of. Aaron Woods is there on the bench. I have a feeling he's going to start, which is the thing that people are going to detonate about. And I see Morgan Harper there as well in the extended bench. It wouldn't surprise me, and in fact, it wouldn't worry me if they did this, if they moved Garrick to fullback in the absence of Tom and put Harper in the centres, because the thing to remember is last time Manly fucking smashed the Storm in round 7, it was Woodsy's debut for the club.
Yeah,
and Parker and Harper were the centres. And so, like, look, it can be done. I feel a lot better with Daly in the side. I'd feel a lot better with fucking Tommy in the side. But it's going to be tough if the Storm produce what they did against the Sharks a couple of weeks ago. But, yeah, we'll see. I still expect the Storm will probably win down there. But the Korean Housewife has been the scene of some epic fucking upsets as well with understrength Manly sides.
Yep. Agreed.
Any comments, Glennie?
I think the Storm will win pretty handily. Solid favourites and rightfully so. I think Manly after last week, I think they'll and especially with, you know, Daly backing up as well, I think Melbourne will do the job.
Right, the Broncos take on the Titans at Suncorp Stadium, where they always are. Capewell is out, Corey Jensen is in, and Titans. Cruz Leeming and Isaac Fasulmalawi out. Kieran Foran back. David Fifita in. Jaden Campbell goes from 5'8 to the bench. Cleese Haas, second row to the bench.
$1.35 favourites for the Broncos.
You can't tip against them here.
No. Full strength, pretty much.
And you see the talk after Twal got his fucking charity try. Like, who's next? Who's the next guy that's had all these fucking games and hasn't scored a try? And I was stunned to learn that the answer to that question is Pat Carrigan.
Yeah, okay.
And so I feel like the Broncos in this game, almost as a response to that chat, could make a break on their fucking eighth try of the game and literally wait for him to back up and hand it to him just to remove him from that fucking narrative, the whole every week, you know, 12 business. Broncos by a billion. Titans, as we've said 1,000 times, they've got a great ability to score points. There's no question about that. But their style of play, while it does generate points, it also generates errors, and they're defensively nowhere near good enough to defend those errors, especially against a side that's got aspirations to do more at the end of this season.
That's it. Correct. Point.
Rabbits take on the Cowboys. Accor Stadium, Rabbitohs side. Hawkins, host, Mitchell and Saluk Fifita out. Cody Walker, Cameron Murray, Davey Mualli and Thomas Burgess in. Cheekam goes lock to bench. Cartwright, bench to second row. Cowboys side. Lukey is out. Jetski comes in. Tanoa Brown goes to the bench. Tamalolo goes to lock. Fini Fuaki goes to second row.
I know this is
the difficult one. Sorry.
You go, Jay.
No, go, Glennie.
I know the Cowboys have been on a bit of an upward tick, but I still think South at home just that bit more solid and consistent. I think they'd much prefer to obviously have Mitchell in the side, but Taft's been there and done the job for them before. Yep. Still think their left edge is going to be extremely strong, and the Cowboys have been a little bit defensively fragile on the edges. I expect Cowboys being away from home, I expect South to 1-12.
Yeah, if I'm South, I'm looking for some improvement across 80 minutes. Like, sort of 3 weeks ago, they were absolute fucking world beaters.
Particularly in defence, because they've been fucking hopeless the last 3-4 weeks.
Spot on. So, if I'm South, I need a statement performance here.
Yeah, agreed.
I need a statement performance.
Get things back on track with a side that's relatively while they don't have Latrell there. I mean, they're fairly, you know, fairly as per program otherwise.
Yep.
And there's a couple of selections in there as well on their extended bench that are clearly, you know, insurance, you know, against, you know, guys like Damien Cook backing up and you know, things like that. The Roosters take on the Raiders at Allianz Stadium. Corey Allen is out. Drew Hutchinson is out. Terrell May is out. In comes Teddy, Lindsay Collins, and Victor Radley. Manu goes from fullback to centre. Butcher goes front row to bench. And White goes from lock to bench. And White had a fucking great game last week. We were talking about how much he's dominated Reggie's. He had a pretty good game. Sees his opportunity, and now the Roosters will probably fucking extend him the cunts. Raiders, no changes.
Did I miss something with Keary?
Broke his jaw, son.
He's been named.
Yeah, that's bullshit. I don't know what the fucking deal is there, because while I saw something earlier say that it's not as bad as they thought, but it's still like a 3-4 week thing, I thought. And so I suspect that will just mean that Drew Hutchinson will come in 19 and come into the side. But
that does change the dynamic of this.
He's definitely out, though, right? I mean, he is definitely out. I mean, like,
have to be. Absolutely have to be. I'm going to pick Canberra for this one.
Same.
The only thing the Roosters have got going for them at the moment are some forwards that want to get out there and bash people. And that's just not going to wash against Canberra.
Oh, look, Canberra's got a few of those. Canberra's got a few of those themselves. And then they've got a more consistent backline that'll keep coming at the Roosters. And the Roosters this year, and certainly most recently, have shown that they're not up for that at all.
Correct.
Yeah, so I'm loath to tip the Canberra Raiders to do anything positive, but I'll go with you, boys.
There you go. Look at you.
Yeah. All right, so that's it. 5:21.
That's
in the bag.
Yep.
thisweekinleague.com for all your socials and community needs. Patreon people, we're working on the next batch of merch, and things are looking very positive there. What would, hypothetically, what would the timeline on that stuff be, Glennie? So if we pulled the trigger tomorrow, what are we looking at roughly?
I kind of already have pulled the trigger.
Okay, cool.
Given he has sent me an invoice today.
Okay.
I would have to go through my 300 fucking emails with this guy.
Yeah, that's right. No, just give me, just roughly. I mean, because the other item's going to need probably a couple of weeks as well. So yeah. They'll all meet in the middle, and that'll be great. And while the patrons will be receiving one of those items as part of their membership, there'll be opportunities for everyone to get on board, because it's something that's been asked for quite a lot over the years and we've never done before.
Love
so
it.
Look forward to that. More on that as it happens. Otherwise, you got anything else you want to say before we pull the pin here?
I just want to say approximately 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, so we're still talking about the former. We're talking about the other thing.
You
okay.
Literally just cool. Found it as you were saying that.
Yeah, so. Yeah, okay. Well, good. That sounds good. So expect beautiful. It then. All right, that's it then.
That's
thanks
us.
For listening. And yeah, we'll
talk to you after State of Origin tomorrow.
Patrons after State of Origin. We'll be doing an episode straight after full time. So look forward to that.
Yes, sir.
And I guess depending on the result, it may be me and Glennie.
A Jake, chest infection, I mean, may rear its ugly head.
Yeah, we may get long chest infection.
Depending on fucking Tedesco. to Chesto.
That's it. I'll talk to you then.
Later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.